Now to how we met. That was the theme of a recent call out as part of ABC Open's ongoing 500 words project. It's a really terrific project. A new non-fiction writing challenge for you and a new theme each month. And they wanted stories from across regional Australia for this one of kindred spirits, how they met, what their relationship means to each other. And in her story, Me, Wendy and a Motor Scooter, Bunty Ellis Freeman takes us back to her bohemian youth in the back streets of 1950s Sydney, populated with great characters like the Ghost, the Mist, and her best friend Wendy.
We're on my motor scooter, heading for Clifton Gardens Pub. My scooter is a maroon-coloured Daimler Puch with a windshield. We call it Emma. We've only fallen off it once. Wendy has her hair in rollers, covered by a scarf, because we'll be going to a turn tonight. I let my long hair fly out, as they do in Rome. But we have to go to Cliffo to find out where the parties are, and then gate crash. We've had some luck in the past. One party was at St Ives, very posh house with a swimming pool. But crap people, so pretentious. We like to think we're intellectuals and carry philosophy books in our pockets. We usually hang out with the local boys at the point. John, Neville, Bobby, Dougie and Bert. He has a girlfriend, Patty, and I think they do it. Tony used to be a part of our crowd, but he absconded to the Conservatorium of Music. Fancied himself as a Benny Goodman. He has a girlfriend too. They definitely do it. But we have romantic aspirations for the North Sydney crowd. Max, Alan, the Ghost, the Mist, who are much more sophisticated and actually play jazz. They are usually at Cliffo on a Saturday arvo. Wendy and I met when we were 13. I lived in a flat next door to Tony, and of course his mates were always there, especially when my older sisters and I moved in with Mum. I'd never met anyone quite like Wendy. Outspoken, brave, and funny as hell. We hit it off straight away. Yet she is a real lady at times, paying careful attention to her clothes and hair, while I'm desperately trying to look bohemian. But she usually joins me in looking daggy, especially when her mum is not around. Black is the go, stovepipe trousers, black jumper, and duffel coat in winter. Her mum is beautiful, with pale auburn hair, clear blue eyes, always immaculately dressed and urging Wendy to do the same. Clean your teeth, Wendy, is a usual response to Wendy's careless appearance. Mrs. Mack has a great influence on me, taught me how to sew and knit, and never criticises my strange taste in clothes. Her dad is a sweet, quiet man who seems overwhelmed by the femininity of his environment. We often pinch his very large sweatshirts. He never complains. Wendy is like part of my family too. Mum works night shift at a posh Sydney hotel. My mum's Italian lover does odd shifts at the same hotel. Wendy successfully dodges his wandering hands and tells him off. Lecherous old bugger, piss off! Something I'd never be game enough to say. My older sister Jill, stunning looking and always in love or heartbroken, just tolerates us. Barbara, who's being courted by Bob, we don't like him, has fun with us while Mum works nights. We reenact Slaughter on 10th Avenue. Barbara is the Adagio dancer. Wendy and I take turns to be the barroom floozy, dragged across the floor and thrown onto a table. We've arrived at Cliffo, but bloody hell, I can hardly climb off the scooter. Something wrong with my knees. There are two long scars down them. Wendy is also having trouble dismounting. She seems much heavier. Her hair is no longer in rollers. It's very short and grey. Now I remember, we are both in our 70s. We've travelled these 60 years so closely together, we've hardly noticed the passage of time. I'm sure, if there's an afterlife, that we two will ride together again.
Fantastic. Bunty Alice Freeman with that story, produced by Sean O'Brien for ABC Open. And we're told that Bunty is a prolific contributor to the 500 Words project that ABC Open runs, regaling readers with all sorts of stories from her colourful life, from her time as a prison guard to the politics of small town Australia. Plenty of that going on, no doubt. More details on the Life Matters website, or you can head straight to ABC Open. A fantastic suite of projects from people contributing right across regional Australia, open.abc.net.au.